Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week we are watching movie 132, The Mask of Zorro.
Jeez. 132 of these.
And it took us that long for you to finally agree to watch this movie that I've been nagging you guys to watch since the beginning.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I used to love this movie when I was a kid.
Did you? It looks really dumb.
Listen, it's got passing of the torch. It's got sword fights. It's got explosions. It's got romance. It's got tango.
It's got what Catherine Zeta-Jones being horrifyingly objectified.
Exactly. What more could you ask for?
I can already tell that's really going to piss me off because it looks like there are zero female characters in this entire film of note except for her. And her whole thing looks like she's a love interest / sex symbol, and they already made it clear from the trailer. So I'm just so thrilled to watch this.
Yeah, this movie doesn't look very woke, Jay.
I mean, that's why we do this podcast, right? Is to figure this stuff out and see. But I think this was a Disney movie.
Yeah, because Zorro was a Disney thing. He was, I think.
Like, I know it's on Disney Plus now, but didn't Zorro used to be a TV show?
I believe so.
Is it Touchstone? Is that what it is?
Touchstone is was owned by Disney.
Right.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. Apparently, he debuted in a novel back in 1919, like a pulp fiction novel.
Interesting.
So, long history.
Apparently.
Yeah, and Antonio Banderas is in this movie. There's certain scenes from the trailer that we just watched where he very much looks like Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride.
Yeah, I really thought it was him. I was like, wait a minute. They hire him back for that?
I always thought this was directed by Robert Rodriguez, but apparently it's not. He was initially tapped to direct this, but dropped out. So it fell to Martin Campbell, who did GoldenEye, Casino Royale.
It definitely has a very James Bond feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did he do the new Casino Royale? The Daniel Craig one?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't realize that the guy who did GoldenEye and Casino Royale was the same director.
Zorro means fox in Spanish. I didn't know that.
What's the correct pronunciation for that?
I don't know. I just read it on Wikipedia.
Hold on. This director also did the classic Green Lantern.
Yikes.
With the CGI costumes.
Woof.
And Vertical Limit, which I watched at a campground when driving cross country with my family, and don't remember anything about it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins looking like prime Hopkins in this movie.
Yeah. So here's my argument for like why you should come into this movie with an open mind, cuz like I haven't seen it since I was a child. It came out in 98. We might have had it on VHS. I know I watched it quite a bit when I was a kid. It's rated PG-13, which is pretty surprising that I was allowed to watch it. But I have a feeling that it's going to be a fun movie. Like I do not doubt that there will be really uncomfortable parts with Catherine Zeta-Jones. I do not doubt that there will probably be some like awkward like racism comments or like sexist comments or something like that. But also it has a ton of action and a ton of like stunts and stuff like that. So I think it will at least be like enjoyable to watch. Whether or not it still holds up, we'll have to find out. But like, I think it will at least be exciting.
If it's completely misogynistic, I'm not gonna like it. I can tell you right now, it'll ruin it.
They list this on Rotten Tomatoes as a swashbuckler, I believe.
That's, all right.
that's the genre of this kind of movie.
What are other swashbuckler movies besides Pirates of the Caribbean? Are there any others?
Princess Bride.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Swashbuckler.
Yeah, it was listed on the Wikipedia page. Like, oh, they made that one, so then they thought this would be a good idea. All right.
I mean, everyone loves Antonio Banderas, right?
He's great. Yeah, I mean, he's good. I particularly like him as Puss in Boots in the Shrek sequels. Just so you know, he does that too. And in Spy Kids, he was great in Spy Kids as the dad.
Which is another one I've been trying to get you guys to watch, and we haven't done it yet. So if you want us to do Spy Kids, tweet at us.
Well, then we're doing it in order, right? Because we're going to watch him in this movie, and then we're going to watch him in Spy Kids.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this movie, but did you guys see it at all growing up?
I saw the trailers, but I didn't see this movie. And I remember my mom being like, ooh, I want to see that. But then I think she was disappointed by it.
It does seem like a movie your mom would want to watch.
She loves like
swashbucklers.
No, because she grew up in the Southwest, so she loves like the history of like Mexico and that kind of thing. She finds it all very interesting. So.
Yeah, I remember watching this and enjoying it. It was in this, I mentioned Three Musketeers. Like, I really enjoyed those movies. I must have had something for swords growing up.
Not just swords, but like fencing.
Yeah.
I think that it was something that a lot of kids liked, right? Like, because there were like, I don't know, we grew up with like toy swords and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
It's hard for me to like differentiate between like what normal kids grew up with. And like, I know that my toy sword was from a Armor of God set.
Yeah.
So... I don't know if that's what everyone grew up with, or just me, because I had to put on the armor of the Word of God or something like that.
The 90s really seemed to think fencing was it. Like, we had the Princess Bride with a ton of fencing. We had Three Musketeers with fencing. This movie was fencing. I think Pirates of the Caribbean had more fencing.
Not in the 90s.
Well, yeah, but like it wasn't that far off. I think I was like 13, so it must have come out in like 2002 or 3.
They did make a sequel to this.
Was it the Legend of Zorro?
That's this one.
Oh, no.
No, this is The Mask of Zorro.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Legend of Zorro.
Who could get that confused?
You, Aaron.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, I got this completely opposite, different titles confused.
The Mask of Zorro is determined to be an action adventure comedy.
Wait, what?
And the Legend of Zorro is an action adventure romance.
What? But still a swashbuckler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's really bizarre, though. I don't think like normally a sequel that doesn't have the original cast has a lower budget, but the sequel, it looks like it had everyone from the first movie, but its budget was about $30 million less. But this one made money. So like, that's just kind of odd.
This one was big, y'all. It was great.
It was huge. Just
it was huge.
Huge.
Yeah, I think I saw this a lot of times. I don't know. I'm excited to watch it. And I don't know about you guys, but Let's do it. And we'll talk to everyone in a minute. Yeah. Bye.
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 Hey, everyone. Jay here coming at you in the middle of the episode to give you some live updates the night before this episode drops. You know, things have been going pretty crazy here in the world, as we all know. And things have been pretty stressful with us just because works are starting back up again and jobs are changing and all that fun stuff going on. But we are still pretty much committed to giving you guys an episode every single week. So we hope you are enjoying. If you have any ideas for movies you wanted to do, let us know. You can find us on social media at the VCR Kids. We're always looking for some new content, some new ideas, some new things that maybe we haven't even thought of before or seen before, or stuff we haven't been exposed to. This podcast has been a really cool way for me, especially because so many of these movies I haven't seen, to kind of branch out and see things that all my friends grew up with and that sort of thing. So if you have anything that you want to suggest, please don't hesitate to let us know. Hit us up on social media. Email us, thevcrkids@gmail.com. Other than that, I think that's about all we got going on right now, other than our Tee Public store, which you can find on our website, thevcrkids.com. There's a button for merch, or you can just go to Tee Public if you're familiar with that and search for The VCR Kids. You can find a lot of cool stuff on there. They got our design that you can pretty much print on anything you could ever dream of. I guess as a final call to action, we have gotten a few 3-star reviews lately. You know, still decent, but we like to keep it fives for as much as possible. So if you like the show, please take a second to rate us on Apple Podcasts or whatever else you're listening to right now. Just give us a 5-star review if you're digging it. If not, we're always open to feedback. Absolutely. You don't have to leave 5 stars if you have some stuff to say, or if you want, you can also email us. Like I said, thevcrkids@gmail.com. If you want to give us some of that feedback more privately, we'd love to hear it. We're always looking to improve and change. So look forward to hearing back from some of y'all. And other than that, enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye-bye. All right. We have all officially watched The Mask of Zorro, and we got a lot of thoughts that we're about to share with you. First of all, my first thought is they do a terrible job of aging down what's his face,
Anthony Hopkins,
Fava Beans. Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. Fava Beans.
He also probably shouldn't have been cast, considering he's a white British man.
Well, I think originally the guy who was supposed to be cast for this was the Addams Family father.
Oh.
But he died. So.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Wait, the original one or the one from the movie that we watched?
The movie that we watched.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, I guess do what you first can. First Alec Trebek. Short notice then.
Yeah, it was, as much as I love Anthony Hopkins, I love listening to him. So, like, just completely removed from this movie, it was a very pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
But within the movie, it was very weird.
Yeah, especially when he was younger and they had a stunt double for him. And it was just like, that's not at all what we're looking at here. Yeah, so basically, Anthony Hopkins plays the original Zorro. We open up on, I guess, sort of what ends up being the past, like a flashback of Zorro meeting the two kids who would grow up to be Antonio Banderas and his brother as he's, like, saving. I'm not 100% sure what is going on. There was a lot of political discussions happening, much more than I remembered as a child. Surprised it didn't bore me out of my mind in childhood.
Spain had control of California where they are, but and so they installed these like dons or lords to be in charge of it. Mm-hmm. But then Spain lost control of it to the people and Mexico. But the Dons were trying to like carve up the land that was up for grabs because they have like local power. So they were like, oh, we get all this land though. So then that's what they did, I guess. I'm not sure.
That's what was happening at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, he was like, look at all these lands that I have. And he's like, if you follow me, you'll also get these lands.
Yeah, I think Don Rafael was a governor of that region. Yeah. And mm-hmm. they basically kicked him out because it was the Mexican War of Independence or something.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. he came back later in the thing.
Well, we find out later that he kind of like betrayed Spain, I guess, and like switched sides to Mexico because they talk about later how the queen doesn't want to talk to him anymore and all this stuff.
He didn't switch sides to Mexico. He wanted to create the Republic of California.
So right. Eventually. You're getting way ahead here. I'm talking about the little piece of flashback in the beginning.
Oh, okay. But I think the plan was always set up because they were talking about, like, we'll have control of all this land and yada yada.
I did not remember that opening scene whatsoever. Like, as the movie kept on going, I remembered scene after scene, but like that opening with Antonio mm-hmm. Hopkins flying around the place, nothing.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins. Yeah.
Well, in this movie, he's basically Antonio Hopkins, right?
I feel like that. He's Zorro. Yeah. I feel like that intro took so long. I even turned to Jay at one point and I was like, this is kind of a long intro, isn't it? Like when
she said that like literally a minute and a half into it.
Well, because they were talking about like all the lands and stuff. And I was like, I hate this.
And I was like, you love the Phantom Menace. You need to just watch.
They were like, this is political intrigue and yada, yada. It was like going on and on and on. I was like, ugh. I just didn't like that.
Yeah. But I mean, it made up for it because the majority of the movie was a swashbuckling affair. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So eventually, after all this, the Don Raphael's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dons, so I got a little bit confused with names. But Don Raphael is apparently him and Zorro are arch nemeses. He figures out who Zorro is, goes to his house. We find out that Don Raphael's always been in love with Zora's wife, apparently, in a really creepy kind of Snape-like way.
Yeah.
And then he tries to kill Zorro and ends up killing the wife, and he arrests Zorro and takes his baby.
Yes.
Yep.
Elena.
Which Anthony Hopkins is a terrible kisser.
Ooh. I didn't look that
God,
closely.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
It was just like one of those old movie kisses where they just like press their mouths into each other, like lips just totally closed, and they're just like.
Why? Yeah. I can support not wanting to open mouth kiss Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, he might bite off a little bit is what you're trying to say.
It just seems yucky is what I'm trying to say.
So flash forward, a lot of years later, I guess it was like, it's 20 years later because they talk later about how Elena's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Which is gross.
Yeah. Which also means that, Antonio Banderas is like at least like 32, 33, because he was like at least 13 in that flashback scene.
Which is a little gross.
I don't know. She's of age.
Ugh, so, gross.
I don't think that was very uncommon at this time.
Yeah, a lot of the things they do weren't super common at this time. That's like the one thing they got right, I guess. The age discrepancy. Ooh. Everything else was nonsense.
So Montero comes back as a civilian, right? Not in his capacity as a governor, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
But he's like in charge of everything.
Kind of.
Well, he's just really rich, I think. I don't think he's actually in charge of anything. He's just still friends with all the Dons. And
I don't know what his deal is, because he somehow manages to like open up this gigantic mine and enslave half the people.
I think that's just because he's rich.
But then, I don't know. Antonio Banderas was like, is this your vision of Mexico's future? And he was like, yes. Or California's future. I'm sorry. California. So he's like clearly in charge of some things. I don't know.
So he comes back in the future. He goes to the prison where he had sent Zorro. And that is an incredibly gross scene with a major ripoff of Spartacus.
Oh, yeah.
With like all the prisoners being like, I'm Zorro. I'm Zorro.
Yeah.
They think they find him. The dude dies. They bury the body. Zorro pulls a switcheroo and he escapes the prison that he's been in for 20 years.
It's a very elaborate switcheroo. He has to like explode his leg chains. He does. He has to like explode them, which would probably explode his foot off in real life, but somehow it just magically works in this.
It was
movie.
Just a little bit of gunpowder.
It was a lot.
I was just laughing at your yawn while you explained.
I'm tired. Yeah. It's been stressful.
Bring in the energy tonight.
I'm so sorry. I'm hybrid teaching.
But wait. I was so focused on the yawn. So where are we at?
He explodes his foot off.
Yes.
And then he escapes. And then we find Antonio Banderas and his brother, who are basically like con men. I thought that whole con scene was pretty fun. It was kind of lighthearted and...
I did like that one part.
Where they were like tricking the...
Yeah.
The federales or whatever.
Yeah. And they were like, I thought you were tied up. And he looks at them and goes, that's because you're stupid. That was funny. I support these kinds of statements. I make these kinds of statements.
The guy who plays the three-finger dude who's like the bandit with them or does the con with them.
He's great.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
He's just like completely over the top.
My favorite part was when he went flying out of a mine car. Aaron, but we'll get spoilers. To that later.
He does fly.
Literally fly. Like someone got like your worst imaginings of like what happens when your seatbelt doesn't work on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But he
and then
did
he
it
gets
on
hit with such a force.
Yeah.
He did it on purpose. Yeah.
We introduced the second big rivalry in this movie with the, I guess the guy who's like the head of the cavalry.
Not Custer, but it's Custer.
Yeah.
Captain Love.
Captain, right. I love Custer because my whole character design is modeled exactly after him.
Captain, I love body parts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kills Antonio Banderas' brother. Decapitates him
and puts his head in a jar.
Well, not Aaron. Does he try and kill Antonio Banderas? I don't totally remember.
Yeah, he was shooting wildly for him but lost him in the skirmish.
Right.
Okay. Then Antonio Banderas gets really drunk, runs into Zorro, who recognizes him from the necklace he gave him as a child, and decides he's going to train him to
Be Zorro,
and he tells him to so he can take his revenge ultimately, but it kind of ends up that Zorro's kind of using him to get his own revenge.
Which why he's not more mad about that, I'll never know.
It's so weird for you to call Anthony Hopkins Zorro, and I keep on wanting to correct you, but you're correct.
He is more Zorro. Yeah, he's more Zorro than Antonio Banderas, because Antonio Banderas is essentially Zorro for like a week.
He's like the Miles Morales Zorro.
I guess so. I don't know what that means, but I'll take you.
Spider-Man?
Who? Oh.
You don't, who?
No. Wait, is Miles the new one?
Okay.
Isn't he from Into the Spider-Verse?
Sure.
Isn't
he's like the guy who kind of like takes over when, I mean, different storylines, either Peter Parker dies or retires or whatever, then it usually goes to Miles Morales.
Okay.
Anyway.
But like if Miles Morales only did it for a week.
Yeah, I'm sure that there was a point that was true, like a week after he did it.
And then stopped.
No. Okay. So.
So then we get the training scene, right? Like the Karate Kid training scene.
Yeah. Aaron was like, I smell a montage.
There was.
She said that in the middle of the montage. And like, yep. Yeah. Good job.
No, good it was nose before you got there. It was before it. It was well before it.
And then he tries to steal a horse that he fell in love with at first sight.
That horse is a jerk.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Great horse work. I kind of liked that. That type of a horse is called a Frisian.
Wow.
I know that because my sister is obsessed with Frisians.
As much as it in like, was it Black Beauty that we watched?
Mm-hmm.
This movie was better because the stunt work a little bit later on was pretty good. I really enjoyed that. And I don't usually enjoy stunt work, especially horses. So.
And this horse was sassy and not emo.
Because he's a glossy, emo-swept Frisian. They, like, have long hair that drapes over their eyes.
Which one was the
emo?
Again,
like Spider-Man.
Yeah, like Spider-Man
3. Yeah.
Yeah. That Tobey Maguire with his sass and his snap walks.
Yeah. So that was this horse. And then they, he meets Elena, they flirt or whatever. He gets caught in a church and has confessional with Elena. And what is the problem, Aaron?
Because it's always sexual. She's like, I have lustful thoughts. And then the next time they're talking, he like cuts all her clothes off. It's just annoying. And she's like, the one woman in this whole freaking movie.
I mean, that's fair. But also, Antonio Banderas is like an incredibly good looking, suave.
Oh, okay. Dude. That's like, fine. I don't have anything against her having lustful thoughts. But like, that was like the only thing she did for a good chunk of the movie. So
she tangoed.
Uh huh.
She sword fought.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And then he cut all her clothes off.
But then after that, she decided, well, I don't know, we're kind of rushing her. I think she did have some choices in this movie, like independent choices. She chose to leave, like to take that guy out, Anthony Hopkins, out of the jail towards the end and then freed all the people. That was really cool.
Yeah, I think she was kind of just like a sex symbol until the end where like, her dads were kind of like fighting, and like that was an interesting dynamic where she kind of had to like this is the guy who raised me, but this is like my true dad. And like,
I just wish, but even that, she doesn't really have her own identity. Like, her identity is clustered with which dad is my real dad. Like, it's so her identity is still dependent on another man.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So I wish there just would have been like one scene where she has a thought that's not about a man. Like, it could have.
Hey, it does pass the Bechdel test, though. There is this scene in the market where her and her nanny and her nanny's translator are talking. They don't talk about guys at all.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, part of her identity is her mother, which is a big driving plot point.
I will say the Bechdel test is a very low bar.
Okay. It's a high bar when you want it to be, and it's a low bar when you want it to be.
It's a low bar. It's a low bar, but it's a high jump for a lot of films, is what I'll say.
I thought this movie was going to be a lot worse based off the trailer, but I think that trailer showed the most, I don't know, blatant
sexist points.
Right. Like, the rest of the movie didn't hit that mark.
That is true. It didn't. Yeah, the trailer was way more overt, which is annoying that that's how they're marketing it. But whatever. I don't have to live through that right now.
As we've kind of already alluded to, the big bad guy has a big mine. He's mining a bunch of gold and trying to like buy all of California, basically. Zorro's plural try and stop him. Swashbuckling ensues. Lots of drama.
Yeah, there's drama before that with like the paternity issue too.
Yeah, they go on Jerry Springer.
Well, she's like, a lady told me you're not my dad. Well, I am your dad. Anthony Hopkins steps out of the shadows. No, I'm your dad. They all run away. So,
what? Yeah. Why exactly? I don't know, Jay. You can continue telling the plot. I get to a point where I didn't know why he didn't kill Anthony Hopkins. Like in that awkward scene. That's where I didn't like the movie a little bit. Was when
she stood right in front of him.
No. But then she moved aside. And then he put him like in a jail again.
Oh,
and
it's right.
It's like, just kill him. Just
yeah,
kill him.
A lot of this movie was nonsense. Like, honest to God.
Because if he would have killed him, that would have been bad for the movie.
Yeah, so you're just, right. Sorry.
They kind of just like.
Come on, Richard.
I kind of got a little, you know, Aaron vibe going for a second. I apologize. Yeah.
It's like they like backed themselves into a corner and then just ignored it. The writers. They're like, and nope.
Because then the new Zorro goes and does something heroic, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, this is like the more important thing is to free all these people.
But he didn't.
There was a really, I was going to say good scene. I don't know. We can discuss this. But there was a scene where that we kind of skipped over where he has to act like a haughty-taughty, like, rich person, Don.
Yeah.
And he wears like a little mustache and like is trying to be all sassy to everyone. Antonio Banderas is incredibly sassy in this movie, and I am here for it.
That was fun to watch. That was really fun. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the white Captain Love, whatever. I didn't like
Who
looking
was a
at
fan
him.
Of that man?
Well, I didn't even like looking at him.
Well, he was my favorite. I was so sad when he died.
He puts heads in jars and hands in jars. And then also Zorro drank it, which I'm 99% sure he would have vomited that right up. Just spewed it
disgusting.
In his face.
Yeah.
Because I got a little sick this morning from eating a Pepsi Daisy. So I know for sure he would have thrown that up.
Isn't that the opposite of what's supposed to happen?
I know. The flavor was just weird.
Well, and he's got a stronger stomach than you.
Yeah, I know. But I was just like, ugh. Like, watching that, I was like, really honestly expecting him to, like, spew it up in the next scene. Because that's what you would do. You don't drink that. It's like formaldehyde or something.
On the Amazon X-ray thing, apparently that's based off of something real. Like some,
is that when they put a snake in? They
no,
put
like,
a
like a human head in the
yeah.
Jar.
Like Zorro is like a semi true legend. Like it's
disgusting.
Like all based on like real stuff that happened.
I'm so sorry to the real man that really had to drink that.
Oh, not the drinking part. Just putting the head in a pickled jar of some nature.
Oh, okay, so like no one drank it still.
Right.
I know.
Well,
I've seen,
we don't know. It could have happened. We like, just don't know.
I know that sometimes tequila has a worm in the bottom. And then I've also seen them put a snake in some things. But I feel like you're still not supposed to drink that.
Yeah, this is the same thing as that.
Ugh.
Was there any other like big scenes that kind of... There was a really epic slow motion walk out of an explosion.
Which, by the way... Okay, can I just say this? That really bothered me because they showed like the dynamite fuse like inches away from exploding, and that's when she unlocked the cages for everyone. And that explosion.
Oh, yeah, they were all dead.
That explosion was so huge. It would have engulfed them all, and they would all be dead. It's like, you know what? Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you can definitely tell that Michael Bay was very big at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like, this explosion needs to be as big as humanly possible.
Yeah, and then they just like walk away from it. I'm sorry, you're like inches away from it. You would have all been like shrapneled in the back. You would have inhaled all the dust and like your lungs would have filled and you would have suffocated. Like that explosion was too big.
A really horrific bad guy death with my favorite Captain Love with the gold.
Wait, what happened to him again?
He got stabbed and then like showered with like bars of gold. Yeah.
Oh well, he's a creep.
And then there was a great that they show that, and then there's like this obvious mannequin flopping around at the bottom. And I was like, here we go, love it.
There's a lot of continuity. Wasn't there the roles in this movie?
Didn't the Don fall off of the cliff and then like hit the elevator that Love was on?
Yeah, and there's tremendous. Yeah.
If only it was a dog. God. If you're a new listener to the podcast, we just stumbled upon one of Richard's favorite things in the world.
Love it.
Throwing dogs.
Stuffed dogs flying in the air.
Not real dogs, yes. But like an obviously fake puppet dog and or like stand-in taxidermy dog getting thrown out the window for a comedic effect.
That's right.
What was I going to... There was something... Oh, yeah. There's a couple continuity errors. The one I'm remembering right now is like Zorro kicks Love down a hill. And like, I don't know who it was, if it was the actor or the stuntman. Like he drops the sword and it falls like at the top of the hill. And then like the next shot is him rolling down the hill and he has it like in his hand. It like fell flat on the ground and his hands were both in the air.
Yeah, and that little tiny detail was the most important thing.
I mean, there's just a few things.
Well, in fairness to Aaron, when you're watching that on Amazon, the X-ray thing, it tells all the continuity errors on there. And I'm like, well, this is
really
great. Yeah, this is great. This is what I need to know while I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, we paused it, and the point that we paused it was like early on in the flashback when they like pick up when Anthony Hopkins is picking up the baby, yeah. Andy the baby. And we paused it, and like apparently on Amazon, when you pause it, it shows you all the actors in the scene below. And there were three babies. That was the only actors.
Three babies.
They used three babies for this scene.
Well, yeah, because you can't like make it do anything. You know, like it can't stay there for more than like a few minutes, I'm sure. And then if
we got crying baby, we got happy baby, yeah. We got quiet baby.
I think they just use like crew members' babies so they don't have to deal with it usually.
Well, as you can tell, we've got a lot of thoughts. Oh, I guess it ends with new Zorro and the only girl in the entire movie getting together.
Yeah. What a shock.
Surprise. And then they have a baby.
A boy. A bebe.
And his name is Zorro 3.
Yeah. Because he's the grandson and the son of Zorro.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? The kind of overall thoughts? Anything that really jumped out at you about this movie, negative or positive?
I don't want to start.
I think the action really holds up well. I was enjoying watching a lot of this movie. I think the chemistry between Catherine Zeta-Jones and Antonio Banderas, I think that's the crux of it. And I think it, like for people like Aaron, it didn't really work at all.
No.
Maybe.
I mean, I think it didn't work for other reasons, but they definitely had chemistry together, like the actors.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was fine. Like the sword scene before he has her topless, I thought it was really good. It was unnecessary to do that. Like, I thought it was pretty, I don't know, sensual. I didn't like the captain. I've made that clear. Didn't like looking at him. Hated him.
You know who he looks like? I'm thinking now.
What, Wild Wild West dude?
No, like a very young, like Kiefer Sutherland, like when he...
Nope.
Yeah, like when he was in, like he had long hair And he was in, what's that movie where he was the vampire?
Yeah.
Lost Boys? Is that what, I don't think it's Lost Boys.
And he didn't look anything like that?
He reminded me.
It's Lost Boys.
And he's also had a beard. I think he looks like that.
No. Oh, no. Not at all.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No.
He's blonde and he had hair and sometimes a beard.
Yeah, and it was kind of spiky. It was more of like a... No.
No, I just meant like his face.
That's the part that looks the least like
him. I think he does look like him.
This is the episode where we discovered that Aaron suffers from face blindness.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think that the sword fights were really well choreographed. I think like all the fights and the action was fun. I think there were definitely problematic things about the movie that we've kind of already mentioned. I think it was a poor choice to cast Antonio Banderas as Zorro as like the only white guy in a lot of the scenes.
No, you mean Anthony Hopkins.
That's what I meant to say.
We have really bungled that.
I thought Antonio Banderas was wonderful.
Yeah, I was.
I love him and everything
he's
in. And yeah, I thought it was it felt very like the vibe of it was very much like what's the movie I'm thinking of? Pirates of the Caribbean, with like less ocean and a little bit more risque.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed, like, it was a throwback. It felt like watching a really old movie when he was on both horses and he jumped over the tree. I don't know. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, there were some great stunts, like some great, like, sliding down the mountain on a shovel kind of thing. But, or just, like, unnecessary but really cool to watch.
a lot of whip action, too, surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that there were fun parts. I was really, really surprised by how much I remembered, because watching that trailer, like I had remembered seeing the trailer a bunch before, but watching the movie, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is all so familiar. I didn't think I'd seen it that much when I was a kid, but it definitely opened up that kind of nostalgia factor while watching it for me.
Aaron.
I don't know what it was. I never got into it. I don't know.
Because you didn't want to get into it because you hated the trailer.
No, I like really tried to watch it. It's just like it kind of started off on a wrong tone. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like it. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I found it like, it didn't strike the right balance of like action, but like it was too silly. Like there was a lot of things that were going on that was just silly, and I didn't like it enough to be like, oh, okay, well, this is like a silly action movie, so I'm just gonna go with it. Like I just didn't like it enough, so then I was just annoyed. And then I don't know, but I mean, I really did think Antonio Banderas was good in it. And there were some funny parts. I guess that's really it.
The plot was way more complicated than it needed to be.
Yeah,
I think that's really its biggest flaw.
I think that's really what it was, because the plot was super complicated, and they tried to make it like intrigue, and he had to like do all these things and all these maneuvers, but like at the end of the day, like, you do silly nonsense like exploding, like asserting that they would have walked away from like inches away from an explosion, and like there were just all these silly things going on like that were like completely not real, and just so it's like, okay, so you got to pick one. Like to me, that's how it felt. Like you're trying to do all these like machinations and like political intrigue and like, but at the same time, like, you're being dumb. So pick one.
Yeah, if you're a teenage boy, part of our audience and you really like social studies and history and want to learn a little bit more about the War of Mexican Independence, this might be the movie for you.
You know, it really was. I said Pirates of the Caribbean, but what it really reminds me of, at least like feeling wise, like vibe wise, is Wild Wild West.
Well, this was far better.
So much better than that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So if you're in the mood for that kind of like similar time period, like Western kind of feeling, I would definitely go with this over Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that's true. 100% true. Like, you might like it. I might have been in the wrong mood. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, so, I mean, for me, I would recommend this if you liked it growing up. I think it's worth watching again. Whether or not it is something that you should come into cold, I don't know. I mean, I think if you're an Antonio Banderas fan, it's fun. If you like swashbucklers, why is that so hard for me to say right now?
Swashbucklers?
Yeah, show off. Then I think you'll like it, but I don't know if it's for everyone necessarily.
Yeah.
All right, well, let us know your thoughts if you love this movie or if you have not seen it in a really long time and you revisit it. God, I can't freaking talk tonight.
If you revisit it again, tweet at us.
Yeah, let us know how everything's going out there. Yeah, what's the next movie we should see? Just let us know.
Yeah, where can they do that, guys?
On Twitter.
Facebook.
And really? Facebook or Instagram or any of those things that we have.
How?
At the VCR Kids for any of it.
Mail us something, postcard.
Search it, Google us, Google Shoulder Cats, Google the VCR Kids podcast. Don't mail me. I'm not putting my address out there.
But Richard is. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah!
.com.